Blog Talk Radio.
I believe you answered prayer. It's about believing. He'll fight for you. Gotta believe it. Believe whatever you need. He'll answer the fire. Still believe. Oh, God want to hear. You want to hear us say, we still believe. Believing is acting on the word of God. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to believe See, if you believe, you can have eternal life. And what they're saying is that if you act on the word of God, you will have eternal life. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have every one of you all. We're going to, as pastor, should give us a word of prayer and for the week, and then we'll get on with the lesson. Pastor Bell from Akron, Ohio.
Praise the Lord, and good morning, everyone. Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. We have to believe. Praise God. I'm reminded of a scripture in John. I believe it is the 11th chapter. And so I'll just share that verse. And it's going to be, I'm going to read verses 25 and 26. From the King James. It says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for another, for the word at noon. We're so thankful for our pastor as he teaches this word. And we're thankful that he allows the Holy Spirit to lead him. Father God, we're thankful for those that have called in today. We're thankful for those that are listening by internet, Father God. We just can't thank you enough, Father God, because you're making a way for this word to reach others. More than just in Georgia, more than just Ohio. And it reaches out to California, it reaches out to Kentucky, it just reaches out, Father God. And so we're so thankful for the word, Father God. And we're praying, Father God, you open up our hearts to this word. And may we continue, Father God, to learn more and have a willing spirit to hear the word. As pastor teaches the word, Lord, be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We know you are a healer, and we're praying that they will put their trust in you today, Father God, knowing that your word said by your stripes we are healed. But, Father God, we're praying for all those that have asked us to keep them in prayer and want to keep us praying for them as they step out on faith and know that you are that healer. Be with those that are going through, Father God. You're a way maker out of no way. You say you'll supply all of our needs, and all we have to do is trust in you and walk according to the word of God. Excuse me, and Father God, we're praying for the bereaved families. I bind that up in the name of Jesus. We're praying for the bereaved families right now, Father God. Comfort their hearts, Father God. Give them strength to go through and to go on and to trust in you. Now, Lord, have your way, Father God, to each and every one of us. We plead the blood of Jesus over our pastor, over this broadcast, over the listeners that called in and those that are listening by internet and those who participate, Father God. We thank you, Father God. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you all. Thank you, Pastor, so much for that prayer. I hope you all are hearing me. I'm way down here in South Georgia, and the reception is not that great here. If you're not hearing me, please let me know. But if you're hearing me, we'll just continue on. We're talking, and we'll pick up the rest of our review from yesterday. And what we were talking about yesterday and last week was about fellowship and relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the difference between the fellowship and the relationship. And our foundational scripture, if it were such, will be found in 1 John 1, 5 through 9. So that's the first chapter, First John, I John, 1 John, first chapter, 5th verse through the 9th verse. It's where you will find our discussion today. One part in particular I'd like to grab. He says, if I say that I have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, I lie and do not tell the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And with the Father and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanse us from all sin. That's the 7th verse. And while Pastor find the 7th verse, I want to just kind of comment on the fact that we said what fellowship was, and we determined that fellowship was a communion. Fellowship is like friendship. We have all things in harmony. And you got to have everything in harmony with God. This is why this is based on the new covenant, the new creation, the new testament. See, the old things are passed away. We don't have a old to refer to anymore.
Let me say that again.
Because, see, people, they miss 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This has to become a reality that the old things, it's no longer exist. See, you don't have a reference sheet to go to now. It's passed away. It's gone. Delete it, if you would. So all things have become new. So this new creation takes us to understanding the fellowship, the fellowship and the relationship. Remember, our relationship is like we've been created in his image, in his likeness. This God's stuff. This ain't my stuff. God did this.
God made us.
Remember over there in Ephesians? But I'm going to let Pastor read that first, and then we'll go to Ephesians. I want you to know how this happened, how this took place. This wasn't just something accidentally happened. No, brother and sister, this is a reality. And you got to see the Word of God is true. Not as some comic book, something you read and to entertain you. No, we're part of his new creation. That's why we have fellowship and relationship.
Amen.
Okay, Pastor, you want to read that?
Yes. 1 John 1 and verse 7 from the Message Bible. But if we walk in the light, God himself being the light, we also experience a shared life with one another as the sacrificed blood of Jesus, God's son, purges all our sin. Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 2 says, we're his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. So this workmanship that God created in the spirit in Christ Jesus, Christ means spirit, he created this new creation. And he expects for us to let the old things pass away. And behold, all things become new. You got to walk in the newness of life. That's what this relationship is about, brothers and sisters. This is what connects us now. See, one of the definitions for a relationship is sort of like kinship. Something made us become kin. Something caused us to be one with God. Well, God created us in his righteousness. And that's what we're walking in. We're walking in God's stuff now. And we do it by faith. Remember 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, that's what's going on. See, once again, Jesus' words in, he said, believe on me, the works that I do, you shall do also. He blessed the world. Listen, brothers and sisters, we will have to bear the same fruit that Christ bears. All we got to do is receive it by faith. It ain't nothing you got to really do other than receive it by faith and start confessing it. You know, when you got born again, look what happened, brothers and sisters. You got born again, not by the same stuff you came here with. No, you got born again. Remember what Jesus told John? I told Nicodemus over there in John 3. See? And remember also, with God, all things are possible. You don't see it through the optical nerve, but Jesus had told John, except a man be born again, he won't understand this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. So I don't expect anybody out there that hadn't been born again to get there. I don't expect for you to understand it. Unless you've been born by the word of God, you won't understand this stuff. You got to give the word of God a chance to recreate your spirit name. Here's what happens. When you get born again, you just took on the nature of God. Woo, hallelujah. You just took on eternal life, meaning you'll never die. That's what the scripture she read. You'll never die if you believe. You'll pass from life unto eternity, but you'll never die. So stop worrying about this life. Focus on when you leave here, what's going to happen. That's what we got to focus on.
Amen.
Don't worry about it. Whatever going on, cool, fine.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get past it. Here's what you got to receive. The nature of God. We possess this eternal life, which that's what God is. Remember, we're in a relationship now. We have the same connection now. We kinfolk, for a better way of looking at it. The nature of God, and let me tell you, that's right now. Now. So if we have the nature of God, we will do the things that the nature of God will do.
Amen.
We're given to the nature of God the right way within our hearts and soul. See, this will cause us to grow and others to marvel. They'll see the change, not like anybody else, but the way you speak.
Yeah.
Others will not understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes beyond reasoning. See, everybody want to reason, so try to figure it out. You can't figure this stuff out. It's like the wind. You see the tree blowing, but you don't know which way the wind came.
Then
if you did, the only thing you could say, well, the tree moved. The wind hit it, and it moved. But when you get born again by the word of God, that's what happened. You see the movement, but you can't quite put your hand on it. But you know it happened. That's all I can tell you. You know it happened.
Amen.
If we have the nature of God, we will do the things that the nature of God would do. You would desire those things. Whatever nature you have is what you're going to desire. Now, I guess that's why I love this scripture, 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. But he says this. He says, ye are God's little children. See, he made us part of God. He said, ye are not going to be, not after why. Ye are. I know it's probably bad language, bad English. I get all that. But if you are, you is. And if you is, you are. You are God's little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. You are overcomer. You are overcomer. You just need to see yourself that way. These are some mighty scriptures that demand a higher level of life, a higher level of understanding.
Yeah.
Now, we who are able to stand in the presence of God, you know what that really means? To be able to stand in the presence of God without a sense of condemnation. That's where God wants his people at.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us standing in his stuff.
Thank you, Lord.
All the things we need is in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we need is in Christ. God already made the deposit. All
yeah.
we got to do is go get it. The deposit has already been made.
Yeah.
Jesus said in John 14:12, remember what he said? He that believeth on me, the works mm-hmm. that I do, he shall do also. This is the kind of relationship we're in. We're doing the same thing he did.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me,
maybe.
You're going to bless the world with your presence.
Yes.
We were still trying to live by the law. Listen, brother and sister, the law had only a shadow of what was to happen today. It just kind of like showed us. But it could never change the conscience. So that's what getting born again means. You began to
mm-hmm.
walk in the light as he's in the light. You began to see things from his perspective.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. It is a big deal. You just got to decree it and declare. It's yours, man. And if you have a sin issue, let me tell you what he said in that 9th verse. He said, if we confess our sin, he is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And righteous to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, what is the requirement? To confess it. If you feel like you've done something and you need to get your conscience straight about it, go and confess it. And then believe that he's able to
mm-hmm.
do it.
Yeah. Amen. Believe, yeah.
And stop acting like you're such a great parent that you better a better parent than God. If your child did something and it wasn't that horrific, wasn't that horrible, and you can forgive, what makes you think God can't forgive?
All right.
And you know what? I looked up another word. I didn't bring it with me today. I wrote it down at home. But sin is a. That's a misunderstanding. That's what it means. It means that's a misunderstanding. That's what sin is. Sin is a misunderstanding as far as Christians are concerned. That was something you didn't understand. That was something you didn't understand.
All right.
And you got a lot of people right today, they don't understand the Bible like they say they do. I was talking to a preacher. I said, brother, the Bible says, that the tree in the garden was good and evil. But he said, don't bother. He don't care about it being good. Don't bother. Because he wants to get the good stuff. No, leave the good stuff alone. Why? Because God got something greater. See, that's what the senses does. That's what the human mind says. Oh, that's good. Listen, no, the tree in the garden was good and evil. But God said, leave it alone. I don't care about it being good and leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't eat of it.
Amen.
Don't be part of that. I know you see the good. I know you see the evil. But that has nothing to do with it. Don't miss the point here. The point here is you want to stay in fellowship with God.
Yeah.
You don't want to get separated from him.
Amen.
So the thing that, see, the thing that separates us from sin, from God, was sin. That's misunderstanding things.
Yes.
So God said, okay, I want you to be like me. So the Bible says, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We are God's children.
Yeah.
Because we're being led by him.
I'm
going to make mention of 3 more things, and I think it's important, and then I'm going to open it up for discussion. But the first thing, know that because you have this union and communion with God, because you have the new birth, is how you got that. Know now that you have eternal life because this union and communion with God. We have this new life. We're not governed by the law of sin and death. That's not what controls us. What controls us is the new creation, which is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Your joy just came alive.
Yeah.
Your faith began to grow now. The word of God has to become a living thing. You have to let the word of God become a living organism in your spirit, man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The last thing you want to do is walk in broken relationship, okay? That's not happening anymore.
Thank you.
So if you ask God to forgive you, the Bible says he's faithful. And he's not a man and he can lie. God don't even have a choice of the matter now. He has to forgive us.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying to you. When you ask him to forgive you, he will do it.
Yes,
he will do it. Now, this is the time where if anybody have any questions, press 1 and press 1 and we'll let you in. Any comment, anything you have or you want to share, any praise reports, press 1. The reason I just don't open up the studio is because we get crazy people don't want to be rude, don't want to respect somebody else. So we just ask you to press 1 and we'll let you in. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, I just wanted to read 1 John 1, verses 5 through 7 from the New Living Translation. And it says, this is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare it to you. God is light and there is no darkness in him at all. So we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. And verse 7, but if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. So we have been cleansed from that sin. So I like what you said. So we need to grab hold of our new life now and let that old go and stop allowing the enemy to bring those different things to us that try to condemn us. We're new in Christ, like it tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17. So we have this new life now. You know, it's just like us getting a new car. If you got a new car, then you're not going to go back to the old car. You're going to do away with that. And then you're going to focus more on the new car. So our new life with Christ is so much better, far better. So I just thank God for this teaching and just so thankful now that we can walk in the light as he is in the light. But we got to believe it too. It's like Pastor said, you having a fellowship with Christ, you have to believe that. And just like being in a relationship, we have a relationship with him too. And it's all spiritual, and this is our spiritual walk. And like we should be more focused on, you know, our eternal life. So as we getting ready and stay in the word of God, and, you know, this is our steps. And Pastor, he making it plain. We had the different translations, so I'm like, Pastor, if anybody have any questions, feel free to ask. But we can always go through the Word of God with different translations that you're able to understand it even better. So thank God, and we are thankful for you too, Pastor, for being led by the Spirit.
Amen. Yeah, we have been reconciled to God.
Yeah.
You got to believe it. The thing that stood between us and the Father have been eliminated.
Thank you.
God eliminated. Ooh. He broke that wall down. That gave us a right for the new creation to come into us. The old nature had been driven out. You should have a, talking about Adam's nature, it's gone. It went bye-bye. Jesus said, oh, I think John 10, he says, now I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Now that word life in the Greek means Zoe. Zoe is the nature of God. God, Jesus came so we could have God's nature. Hallelujah. You thought all he did was just coming down on the tree. No, he go beyond the grave, man. He came so we could have his nature.
Ooh, hallelujah.
You can have God's nature right now. Now, the enemy is not going to let you receive that, because when you get Christ's nature, you just lost that one. It's just like you got a new boyfriend now. That old boyfriend don't want you to see the new boyfriend. He don't want you to see him. He ain't going to tell you nothing good about it.
Yeah, say that.
That's what Satan does. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He want to destroy you before you really get going in this new nature. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm finna speak a word over your life right now. You're in a new relationship now.
Yeah.
All that old baggage, leave it alone.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes I like to look at this new relationship like in the natural. A new relationship. Remember how that person may not hug like the other person hug. They may not kiss like the other person kissed. You're in a new relationship.
You may not even go
to the same stores because you're in a new relationship now. Where you used to shop at, Piccadilly's, or you may start shopping at Kroger's now because you're in a new relationship. Y'all may not know something else, but I'm just saying, you're in a new relationship now where you used to drive Ford and now you're driving Mercedes. Because you're in a new relationship. This new relationship requires you to do new stuff now. Because your old stuff is passed away. You ain't doing that like that no more.
Thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
And if I must tell you, the old is out of date anyway. It's out of date, man.
Say it, Pastor. Say it. Amen.
You're trying to make Jerry curl in. Jerry curl's not in right now, baby. I'm sorry.
It's out. Amen.
About all the spray you want to spray, we're not doing Jerry curls right now.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
I mean, you're in a new. You got to see it as new.
Yeah.
And let the old go. Because I know a lot of people, they don't want the old to go. They're just still trying to hold on to it. Still trying to hold on. Let it go, man. Our union is with Christ in the new creation, and our communion is with him. And it's all based on two words. That's fellowship and relationship. And we have that.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Don't claim it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So anyone else have any other thing they want to share?
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? If not,
thank you, Lord.
We thank y'all so much. Uh-oh, wait a minute. We got somebody here. Okay. The last four digits is 2963.
Hi, it's Sister Laura. Just you spoke such a powerful message that
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Hold on a second.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I was just saying that the message you spoke today was so powerful, and we do need to walk in a belief state that there's a future God, like the God that's truly here, what you were saying, and I pray that for everyone to let that everyone who has ears hear what the Spirit says to the seven churches. So I just really pray to God that we receive this knowledge on today and really walk in it. And just like you said, everything about it's just basically like what God said, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and he gave us a choice to choose this day who we're going to serve. So you just gave us either you're going to walk in faith and eternal life and focus on the new creation, or you're going to walk in condemnation and death, believing the lies of the enemy. You're going to walk in light or darkness, and you just gave us like a thin line of like, which side do you want to stand on and who are you truly going to believe? So I thank God for receiving this message on today to know that I want to stand on the side of eternal life and light, walking in God's truth and in his light, and just knowing like now it's time to build up the inward man and to strengthen the spiritual man. And that was a word for me because I've been struggling for a long time with my relationship with God, trying to get back there, but what you just spoke moved a lot of blocks out of the way. So it was you know, because he's been bothering my dreams and all that stuff, but with the words that you gave me on today, I now have like a tool I can use to build up things and fight against the attacks that he's giving, trying to send my way. So thank you.
Hallelujah. God bless. Amen.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm down here in on the station, so I appreciate what you said, and I'm glad. Know that your struggle with the old is over now. It's over.
Yeah.
For if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things are passed away. See, let me tell you what. When you got old, you got something to refer to. We don't have no old. It's gone now. Like, say if you was at the grocery store, and they tore down that grocery store and began to build a new one. You can't go back and say, well, this was here, that was. No, it's past. It's gone. It's past. Stop trying to hold on to the old. Matter of fact, the Bible says Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. So the old is passed away. It's over. It's over.
Amen.
And Pastor
Amen.
Neil from Akron, Ohio, you want to comment and close us out?
Yes, Pastor, yes. I thank God for the, are you there? I thank God for that. We're having a lot of feedback. As Pastor had read, I just want to read 2 Corinthians. Thank you, Pastor. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 16 and 17 from the King James to encourage my sister. We know God is able. And the reading from the King James, 2 Corinthians 5, 16 and 17. It says, wherefore henceforth know we no more after the flesh, yea, though we had known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things come new. So praise God for our newness. And then when you look at it in the New Living Translation, it says, so we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. So thank God for the new life. As I was listening to my sister's testimony, praise God, you have a new life. You have a new walk. You have a new attitude. So continue on in the word. Continue studying and meditating on that word. And you'll grow stronger every day. You'll get stronger by the minute, not even by the day, by the minute, by the second, by the hour. So we thank God for your testimony. Thank God for Pastor as he teaches the word of God, leading us in the scripture, helping us along the way. We can never get too much of God's word. So God bless you. And God bless each and every one. And we'll see everybody tomorrow for the word at noon. God bless.